14. 글의 순서 대표 기출
Clearly, schematic knowledge helps you, guiding your understanding and enabling you to reconstruct things you cannot remember. A. Likewise, if there are things you can't recall, your schemata will fill in the gaps with knowledge about what's typical in that situation. As a result, a reliance on schemata will inevitably make the world seem more normal than it really is, and will make the past seem more regular than it actually was. B. Any reliance on schematic knowledge, therefore, will be shaped by this information about what's normal. Thus, if there are things you don't notice while viewing a situation or event, your schemata will lead you to fill in these gaps with knowledge about what's normally in place in that setting. C. But schematic knowledge can also hurt you, promoting errors in perception and memory. Moreover, the types of errors produced by schemata are quite predictable. Bear in mind that schemata summarize the broad pattern of your experience, and so they tell you, in essence, what's typical or ordinary in a given situation.
Until recently, emotion was an ill-explored part of human psychology. Some people thought it was an evolutionary leftover from our animal origins. A. Modern work has completely reversed this view. Science now knows that evolutionarily more advanced animals are more emotional than primitive ones, the human being the most emotional of all. B. Most thought of emotions as a problem to be overcome by rational, logical thinking. And most of the research focused upon negative emotions, such as stress, fear, anxiety, and anger. C. Moreover, emotions play a critical role in daily lives, helping assess situations as good or bad, safe or dangerous. Emotions aid in decision-making, and positive emotions are as important as negative ones. Positive emotions are critical to learning, curiosity, and creative thought, and today's research is turning towards this dimension.